Hey everybody, this is Seth from Children 18.3 and you're listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent. Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Welcome into Do Not Keep Silent, friends. This is Jason DeZurich and glad you are tuning in. Today, you can find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. You can also go to donotkeepsilent.com to find all our radio programming as well. Please find us on Facebook, too, Do Not Keep Silent, as well as Worldview Warriors. My guest today is Daniel Fazina. He is the author, and he's also a radio show host of Divine Intervention Radio. His book that he has written is called Divine Intervention, 50 True Stories of God's Miracles Today. Very glad to have him on the program. Before we get to him, though, I wanted to just share with you a couple words from some people. Reggie Fieldy, he goes by that. He's the bassist of the band Korn. Some of you are going, Korn, really? Well, he's the former bassist of that band. And he says this about Daniel. Daniel Fazina is a good-hearted dude. He inspires me. I think it is so cool that Divine Intervention books contain small stories, huge, unbelievable stories, and everything in between. It is amazing to read how many miracles Jesus has done in people's lives. I love this book, and I can't wait for his next volume to come out. Jonathan Kahn, some of you might know who this is. He is, he's a New York Times best-selling author of the book The Harbinger. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn says this about our guest. I have been very blessed by the ministry of Daniel Fazina. He is a man of passion, sincerity, zeal, truth, and love. His aim is, above all, the will of God. His ministry holds a unique place in serving the needs of the body. Being interviewed by him was a joy. He has always most impressed me as a man after God's own heart. So welcome into the program, Daniel, and thanks for being with us.
Hey, Jason. It is an honor to be with you, my friend. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's great having you on the program. And friends, you can go find out more information about Daniel as we discuss this program, DivineInterventionRadio.com. That's DivineInterventionRadio.com. You can also go on Facebook as well and to find out more information as well. And Daniel, you do a radio show too called Divine Intervention Radio. How did you get into that and why are you doing a radio program?
Well, Jason, it's an interesting story and totally led by God, I think, because after I was healed of a massive cancerous tumor that was in my chest that doctors told me could have killed me within 3 weeks to 3 months, I started compiling stories of other people who've experienced miracles. I started putting them into a book, and it took me several years to compile all these stories. And right when my book was about to be released, this was back in 2007, my previous book, there was a Christian radio station that opened up literally like around the corner from my house on Long Island, New York. It's called WLIX back then. It's now Hope Radio. But the pastor was having meetings and inviting all of leaders and anyone who wanted to come to find out about the radio station. So I went there, and I got to know the pastor, and he was offering time slots for people if they wanted to have a show or if they had a ministry or something like that. So we had this idea, my wife and I, of a radio show based on the book, and it was to be an interview show. So we came up with the name Divine Intervention, and the subtitle, or the tagline for the show is the interview show that features intriguing people who've experienced the hand of God in amazing ways. And we pitched the idea to the pastor to do this one-hour weekly talk show based on this book idea I had. And he said, okay, I'll give you a chance. I'll give you a 13-week contract, and we'll see how it goes from there.
Wow.
And I had to buy airtime, which was very expensive. It was something like more than $500 a month, which at the time was a lot to me. I didn't have it.
Yeah.
But my wife encouraged me. She said, you know what? Just go for it. We'll find a way, and God will provide. And I said, okay, honey. So we went for it, and we started interviewing people and experiencing, sharing their miracles, and we did about 5 or 6 episodes, and then the pastor came to me, and he said, I love what you're doing. Just keep doing it. You don't have to pay me anymore.
Wow.
So it was amazing, yeah. So God really gave us his favor, and so we started on that one station in Long Island, and it since got picked up. It's on about a half a dozen stations throughout New England and Florida and Pennsylvania, and I'm also on the internet at divineinterventionradio.com and on iTunes. So, you know, God is slowly getting the word out there that he's still alive and he's still working miracles in people's lives.
Oh, absolutely. And what I love, too, is you have a quote from somebody who kind of knows a little bit about radio, I would say, National Religious Broadcasters President and CEO, Dr. Frank Wright, who says, Daniel Fazina is an excellent interviewer whose follow-up questions bring even more insight to the matter at hand. Just so you know, that one sentence, I think, is a pretty good, quote for you.
Thanks.
He goes on to say his guest list is outstanding, which is another reflection of the quality of his work. Listening to Daniel's program or reading his books is a source of personal encouragement, as his topics invariably cause us to reflect on the great promise of Christ in us, the hope of glory. This is a ministry and a ministry leader worth of support. I share that with you, friends, because I really want to encourage you, go listen to Daniel's programs. They're on there. There's archives you can go check out. And please don't be afraid to get his brand new book that's come out, Divine Intervention, 50 True Stories of God's Miracles Today. With that, Daniel, for your book, let's dig into that a little bit for the listener who maybe has just joined us and they've missed the past few times we've talked. Let's dig into your book. How did you come up with this idea of putting this book actually together?
It came about when I was healed of two things myself. I had two amazing miracles, and I was healed of chronic back pain that I had for 10 years. I was healed instantly at a prayer meeting. You know, all these guys were praying for each other, and they said, if you have any issues, come to the front of the room, we'll pray for you, you know. I had back pain on and off for 10 years, and I had gone through many, you know, physical therapy and chiropractic, and nothing happened. I figured I'd have to live with the pain the rest of my life until that one day where God intervened, and I was healed instantly at that prayer meeting. And that's going back now. That was 2001. So I had pain from 91
wow.
to 2001. And here we are in 2014. I've been pain-free for many years, and I just praise God for that. And then a year later, I was diagnosed with cancer. I had a massive lymphatic tumor in my chest that was the size of my heart. It was actually bigger than my heart, above my heart. Doctors told me I could be dead within 3 weeks to 3 months. And again, God intervened. I came through that. I was healed, and it was really through those two events that God led me in this direction to, I think he gave me, you know, extra time in my life because he had this calling on my life, and he's put so many amazing and just selfless people in my life who want to share their testimonies about how the Lord has intervened in their life and just to give the Lord glory. So they've shared their stories with me, and I was able to compile them. You know, both on the radio show and in my books, and, you know, in this latest book, Divine Intervention, 50 True Stories of God's Miracles Today, it contains people from all over the world, from all different religious backgrounds, all different denominations. We've got former Hindus, Muslims, atheists, agnostics, you know, Jewish people, you just name it. And we've got it in there. There's something for everybody, and they contain stories of not only healings, but miraculous deliverances, conversion experiences, answered prayers, provision. Like I said, I think there's something for everybody. If you're a believer in Jesus, this book is going to so encourage your faith and take it to another level. And if you're a skeptic, it is going to challenge you. It's going to challenge your worldview to say, hey, you know what? Maybe there's more to this life than I'm experiencing. Maybe the spiritual world is real. Maybe Jesus really is the Son of God and who he said he was. So that's really my cry for this book, to encourage the believer and to challenge the skeptic and hopefully lead people to Christ.
Yeah, and if you're a regular listener to this program, friends, you know when Daniel is saying to those who are skeptics or an atheist, agnostic, when he's saying the word challenging, you need to know he's saying it in the way we're saying it, which is, yes, we want to challenge you to think. We're not here to argue. We're not here to get in a big fight. It's a thing of you got to take the journey yourself. You have to walk down the path and really ask the hard questions. And what we would call the Holy Spirit needs to prompt you. The Holy Spirit will speak to you. And whether you believe that or not, you know what? Hey, right now, that's okay. We want to really encourage you. Look, Daniel and I, we're good friends, and Daniel and I can tell you the good life is there, even in this life right now. The pain you're dealing with, the struggles you're going through, look, God can use all of that for good. He really can.
He blessed me with cancer.
Share that, Daniel. Share that, why you say it that way. Why do you say that?
Because, you know, going through it, it's not fun. Don't get me wrong. It was not a cakewalk. It was not a picnic. It was hard, you know. But resistance is what builds things. Like if you want to build your muscles, it takes resistance. Same thing in your life, your spiritual life. Resistance is what makes you stronger. Going through that valley of cancer, I'm walking through that and coming through what, for all intents and purposes, could have been a death sentence to me.
Yeah.
You know, coming through that and seeing what God had done in my life. There were so many miracles and good things that came about from my being ill. I mean, so many relationships were strengthened. So many people's faith was strengthened seeing me go through this. I made so many other good friends and connections, and I just experienced God's peace, and I experienced to be able to trust God in a level that I hadn't before, and experienced Him, His peace, and just so many blessings came out of it. That's why even when you read my book, Divine Intervention, 50 True Stories of God's Miracles Today, my entry in there, my story is entitled Blessed with Cancer, because I really feel like I was blessed with cancer. I wouldn't want to go through it again, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. It was just the most amazing, pivotal time in my life, and God really did a work in me there.
Yeah, I completely understand. And Daniel, you know, I appreciate you sharing that, because even for my own self, there's times where I look at the difficulties that I have and that's going on, and I look back and go, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I walked through that, because it made me mature. It made me get out of my infantile mindset, if you will.
Right.
Is that right. Kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, you look back and, you know, it's just, it teaches you. When you've gone through something like that, it's like it teaches you not to sweat the small stuff in life. And you know what? It's all small stuff. You know, you get delayed somewhere, you get caught off in traffic, you know, you're annoyed at, you know, something. I remember going to the post office one day and I tried to buy a money order, and there's like, it's at lunch hour and there's probably 15 people online behind me. There's three tellers and the post office money order machines went down. Like the computers were down, and the postal workers were freaking out, and they were just trying to get everything going. You know, and this is in New York, and people aren't the most patient there.
No.
And I was just sitting there smiling. You know, I didn't say anything. And they were like, you know, they were amazed. They were like, wow, you know, thank you for being so patient. You know, I don't know what happened. I was like, it's okay, you know. I've been through cancer. This is nothing, you know.
Yes.
And they kind of chuckled about it and laughed at it, and I kind of made some new friends there at the post office. And, you know, it's just one of those things where it's just small stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
In the grand scheme of things, it's small stuff.
You know, and friends, with that one story there at the post office, I want to just continue to springboard off of this. Friends, that was Daniel, whether you understand it or not right now. That was Daniel living out the kingdom of God right now on earth and showing them patience, showing them love, and being the follower of Jesus he's called to be. That's what each one of us is called to do every day. When we fail, let's say Daniel would have failed. Let's say Daniel would have been the angry guy at the counter. And then maybe the next day he realized, man, was I a moron? And then he goes in and asks for forgiveness, confesses his sin to that person directly. And trust me, that alone will be a powerful testimony in and of itself.
Absolutely. I mean, very few people take responsibility and ask for forgiveness. And if you can do that, they're going to see Christ in you.
Yes.
They're going to wonder, why would you even do this? You know?
Yeah. Yep.
So, I mean, it's just, you just never know. People are always watching you. Even when you don't know it, when you don't think it, you have a sphere of influence, and people are watching you.
Yes.
So, you know, take stock of and remember who you represent. and do your best to represent him to the best of your ability.
Yes, friends, we've been sitting down here with Daniel Fazina, the author of Divine Intervention. It's a book, 50 True Stories of God's Miracles Today. He also does a radio program called Divine Intervention Radio, and you can find that at divineinterventionradio.com. And Daniel, before we get out of here, you know, I always try to finish with this question on the interviews. If there was just one thing, and these have been powerful times we've been together, but if there was just one thing you could share with our listeners right now at this moment to end the interview, what would that one thing be?
The one thing and the most important thing is to check your own heart, because tomorrow is promised to no one. The whole reason why I wrote Divine Intervention, 50 True Stories of God's Miracles Today, is not so much to showcase miracles in themselves, but to point people to the God of miracles. We want, you know, Jason and I want you to have a relationship with the God of miracles, and that can be had by asking Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, to put in your trust in the Son of God who died for you and would give his life again for you because he loves you. So that's really my main focus in life, is to point people to Jesus. And everything I do, whether it's Divine Intervention Radio or the Divine Intervention book series, that's my goal. I want to strengthen believers and encourage people who aren't believers to become believers, to put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone for the payment of their sins and for their salvation.
And on that note, get out there and speak out the name of Jesus Christ in action and in word. Do not keep silent. Thank you for being with us, Daniel. We very much appreciate it.
It was my honor. Thank you, Jason.
See you later, everybody.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.